episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
This week we're talking insurance. It's one of those nebulous things that everybody knows they need, but they're not quite sure what questions they should be asking or really what even makes a good policy or a bad policy. Well, step in Brandon Ritter, who has been our right hand with the Ruth team. We've known each other a year now. Has it not been that long? It's been longer than that.
It's been longer. It's been 2 years almost.
2 years. So Brandon has become our partner. And I won't say he's the only insurance agent that we use, because a lot of our clients come with insurance agents already. But we know that if we have a client who is shopping insurance, maybe their debt to income ratio is really tight. Maybe they're purchasing a home and they're from out of state, or they're renting right now, so they don't have an insurance agent relationship. Well, they're going to get introduced to Brandon. And a couple of the reasons why. Number one, and I don't want to sit here and talk, toot his horn too much, because really we want to make sure that you know what questions you should be asking no matter what agent you use. But I will tell you something that I've come to rely on and something that you're going to want. Who's responsive to your call, right? Who's going to take care of you if you have a claim? Who's going to be responsive to your call when you need to get that estimate going? And who's going to explain the entire process to you, especially if you're a first-time home buyer? So I want to start off by saying thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate you asking me to come along.
Yes. So you are a broker for insurance. You're with Goosehead Insurance, and you look for the opportunities amongst a number of different solutions. Why don't you talk a little bit about the different avenues somebody can choose when they're looking for insurance?
It kind of depends on the end goal and what you're purchasing. If you're a first-time home buyer versus an investor, there are various carriers that have a certain niche and competitive pricing for whatever you may need. So that's one important reason why I think it's worth having the conversation with your current agent or a broker to make sure that they have access to the right carriers that need to fit your need. So for example, as a first-time home buyer, I think it's very important to have, you know, a great relationship with your realtor, a great relationship with your lender, a great relationship with your insurance agent, so that obviously they're finding the best product for you in that particular situation. So essentially, I spend about 15 to 20 minutes on the phone with a client, collect some information, and then I run it through my system, and it shops it literally through 30 A-rated companies. So we got your Allstates, your Liberty Mutuals, your Nationwide, Progressive, et cetera. And I simply just go through the top five or so, and I make sure that I'm including everything that they need on the policy. Because there's a difference between being getting the best rate possible and having to cut coverages versus getting the best policy possible at the best price. And that's why it's important to sift through exactly a lot of different companies, because you can have one policy cost three times the amount as another one for literally the same exact coverage.
So it's not always about the lowest price though. So if I'm shopping for insurance, maybe what are some of those things that I need to be aware that maybe I don't even know that I should be looking for?
There are a handful of companies that will depreciate your roof depending on the age. So that's something to be aware of. You want to make sure that your contents and your house is being fully replaced. You're going to be indemnified from where you, you know, to where you were at versus them depreciating the roof by 30% if it's 10 years old. So Allstate is an example. Allstate will depreciate the roof every single year, which is why I don't typically sell Allstate. Unless there's a 20-year-old wood shake roof on there that nobody else will insure, you kind of have to take what you can get at that point. But your roof is, you know, the roof and making sure that it's covered at replacement cost versus actual cash value. And then water coverages, your typical water coverages that you might think would be included on your base policy are not generally included. You have to endorse them. So that's where your water backup coverage comes in. If there's if your drain backs up, or your toilet or your sewer line backs up, that's not going to be included unless your agent specifically adds it. So water backup coverage, your sewer line can There's coverage for that on homeowners insurance. You can get up to $10,000 to $20,000 to cover that sewer line if you ever need to replace that. And then just deductibles. A lot of companies will offer a 1 to 2% deductible, which means 1 to 2% of the replacement costs of your home. So if you have a $400,000 house and you have a 1% deductible, that's $4,000 out of your pocket versus it really should be $1,000 or $2,500 at the highest. So something to keep an eye out for. If your premium is really low, that's great, but make sure your deductible is not $5,000 because that's a lot of money to come out if you need to file a claim.
So if I'm buying a house, when should I be talking to you?
3 to 4 weeks prior to closing. I think the sooner that that is taken care of and the sooner the lender knows what your insurance premium is going to be, the less questions, the less, you know, what can I qualify for? We can figure out if the debt to income ratio is going to work. We can figure out if it's in a flood zone before 5 days before closing, you know, things that can come up that can make the deal a little bit harder.
Is there something that would be different? So say I'm an experienced homeowner. I've owned a number of homes. I'm buying maybe a second home or maybe an investment property. Are there different questions or anything that I need to think strategically different on based on being a first-time home buyer or a primary home or an investment?
Yes. If you're an investor or you're a small-time investor and you've got, you know, 8, 12, 24 units, whatever it may be, you need to make sure that the insurance company you're with will allow you to have that many units insured with them. Because if underwriting gets a hold of it and they realize, oh, we actually only allow 8 units with us in Colorado, they're going to non-renew your account before it really even can get started. Certain companies will allow 36 units versus 8 versus 4 versus just 2. So that's really important to know, which is again why I think it's important to use a broker because they have these avenues and they have the knowledge about who will accept what. But I think with primary or first-time home buyers, I think the most important piece there is just being educated. I think making sure you understand what's covered on your insurance, what's excluded, and just having somebody be able to walk that policy, you know, walk you through the policy is, I think, a lot more important than a lot of people think, because if your sewer line backs up or you need to get that repaired, that's a lot of money. You don't want to come out of pocket 10 grand when you could have paid $2 a month for the coverage in the first place.
Especially with these appraisal gaps today, you might just have spent another $20,000 to get the house. So what about second homes? Second homes and I'm Airbnb-ing it, or a primary home and I'm renting out rooms and I'm house hacking? How does that change the dynamics?
So you definitely need to obviously let your agent know that that's going to be happening, because when it comes to short-term rentals, 80% of your typical carriers won't insure short-term rentals. So if you have a loss and it involves, you know, your Airbnb risk and they didn't know you were doing that, then that's the potential to get your claim denied. So definitely be upfront, let them know, hey, I'm renting out a room, I'm renting out my basement, it's owner occupied, it's not. Let them know the situation and then they'll be able to find you the right carriers for that. For example, that literally knocks out about 80% of my companies if it's short-term Airbnb. So that's it's very good to know because it will look a lot different and you need to make sure you have the right policy in force for that.
Got it. So not something to hide when you're talking to your insurance agent.
Yeah, same with secondary home, because my job is to get you the best, like you want your insurance to function properly, right? And so if it's not going to function, you're just paying money that you shouldn't be paying anyways.
Right. That's what I tell my clients all the time. I'm like, I'm not the underwriter. Tell me everything and I'll filter out what the underwriter needs to hear or not hear. Anything that you want to wrap up with as we wind this down, something that you want to make sure everybody knows about you?
Just kind of going through their policy, making sure that it's actually a good policy and what they need and just want me to take a look. More than happy to do that. If you're going through the home closing process right now and you don't have a relationship with an insurance agent and you'd like one, obviously more than happy to help anybody who needs help with that. We do commercial insurance as well. The only insurance we don't do is health insurance.
you've done that. You've been a great resource for clients of ours that maybe you didn't end up even being the insurance carrier for. And I know that's something that we do. It's not about taking the business. We don't need to operate that way. You right. will gladly review a policy, let that person know what holes there are, or maybe yep. it's a great policy and you just leave it alone.
Exactly. I'm always going to shoot my clients straight. If I can help them and save yeah. tons of money, great. If I can't, and they at least know they're in a good position, then that's the end goal ultimately. So.
Absolutely. Well, Brandon, I love the way you operate. I love that you're a partner. Thank you so much for taking the time today. And we'll hopefully talk to you again very soon.
Heck yeah. Thank you, Nicole, for having me.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.